The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold. Stand out.
Hello?
Do not hang up. This is the Washington Redskins calling with a special offer. Our records indicate you are a...
male.
Between the age of...
25.
And...
32.
Are over...
5.
Feet...
10.
Inches tall and weigh between...
200.
And...
232.
Pounds. If you would like to be the backup quarterback of the Washington Redskins, press 1 now.
The Washington Redskins do not guarantee your safety or survival. By pressing 1, you agree to release the Washington Redskins of all responsibility towards your continued health and well-being now and into the future.
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online.
Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old tot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink, stink.
First down and 10, untimed play. Heineke's going to throw the ball toward the end zone. We got seven guys in red back there. We knock it down. Game over. Bucks win. Now we can fire the cannons again.
Mahomes with the snap. Fires a bullet wide open in the back of the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City as Mahomes fires a strike right over home plate and into the heart of the Raiders.
And what a tough, hard-fought game, but the Chiefs prevail over the Oakland Raiders.
Daniel in a shotgun set. Cohen to his left. He takes the snap. Giants bring pressure. Daniel slides left out, throws a deep ball down the middle of the field. Pass batted away, incomplete. Janoris Jenkins knocked it away, and the Giants will win the ball game 30-27 in overtime.
Crosby is ready. 3 seconds left. 49-yard attempt. Snap. Ball is down. The kick from Crosby is up, and the kick is no good. He missed it, and the Cardinals win in Lambeau.
Breeze back under.
Back for the ball's intercepted. Jordan Lewis at the 22. Jordan Lewis intercepted Drew Breeze.
Prescott extends his arms outward to the crowd from 3-5. The Dallas Cowboys have announced themselves.
For the win, Michael Badgley. And this one is up and through. It is good. The Chargers win. Michael Badgley from 29 yards, even though the Steelers were offsides again.
The sound, when I'm hearing about the Cowboys and I hear that sound in the background going, it's a good thing. It's a good day for Cowboys fans when I hear that.
You know why I have to make that sound? Because I have, it's been a week. I almost forgot about it. God damn it. That was a hell of a fucking football game. I got to hand it to your defense. Jesus Christ. Those linebackers are like fucking lightning. And I know that we are both old guys who remember the last time Cowboys won Super Bowls, but that's what their linebackers were like back then. That's how they won. They fucking controlled the line of scrimmage. Those linebackers lanced everywhere and made tackles all over the fucking place.
Wow.
There, how about that, time? You ready?
Van Der Esch, he's got to be a candidate for Defensive Rookie of the Year, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm trying to think. Maybe Derwin James has a good shot at it. And other than that, Van Der Esch really stands out. He really does.
Denzel Ward in Cleveland.
Denzel Ward, yeah, from the beginning part of the year, but he's kind of tailed off a little bit. But, yeah, he's been very strong. But I'll tell you what, man, the Cowboys get the Eagles this week. I think they look like division champions, and fuck them.
Well, honestly, whichever team wins this game is going to have, you know, the edge.
The edge. You know, the best part about all this is that Garrett's going to stay in charge of your team.
God damn it.
He's going to save his job.
Well, maybe he'll turn into a coach and instill some discipline in the team because that's still a problem. Anyway.
Let me tell you something. He better not turn into anything except what I goddamn well tell him to.
I said last week you know, I agreed with you. You said, yeah, and it's all going to come crashing down with the New Orleans Saints this week. And I went,
Everybody thought so. I know.
And I did too. And I said, well, we'll find out if this defense is for real. And they are. They really are. So that's it. That's all I got on the Cowboys. Now they got a big game against the Eagles. And I tell you what, if they only can win one of them, I'd rather it have been the Eagles, to be honest.
Well, me too.
We're not going to catch the Saints. It's not like, you know, I mean, so. But we got to beat the Eagles again.
You know, I think you sent a message.
Anyway.
So that's good. Now we have 57 minutes of no Cowboys.
That's right.
Yay.
I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 343. And I don't really talk about him that much. You must admit that.
That's true. That's true. Because I usually override with Redskins talk.
Right.
By the way, just wanted to let everybody know that I'm signing with them to play quarterback next week.
So I have to sacrifice my Cowboys time because John just won't shut up about the Redskins.
Dude, I'm in mourning.
I know. All right.
It's a national day of mourning.
Coming up, he told him to shut the F up.
Yep, he did.
Humble Cam. Mo money, save Clark and more, but let's get into this Kareem Hunt mess so we can just get it out of the way. All right.
Please, let's get it out of the way.
Do I really even need to tell the story? There can't be anybody left who doesn't know what happened, right?
Not only that, but everybody who has, nobody left that hasn't got a strong opinion on it that they've shared with the whole entire world. I got to tell you, Tom, I have no jokes for this. This will not be a funny part of the show.
Out of everything and all the mess that happened with Kareem, you know, what impressed me was the Chiefs went out and scored 40 points.
They did. Well, you know, they are playing the Raiders, so you got to kind of put a feather there and a caveat in that and say, if you're going to get distracted against anybody, you might as well get distracted against the AA team.
Well, yeah, and they gave up 33 to the Raiders.
I know. They've never been accused of having defense, though.
No, they haven't. In fact, I was watching NFL Fantasy Live on NFL Network, and they were like, if you have a player against the Chiefs on your roster, start them always.
Oh, absolutely.
So it doesn't matter what the position, you know, anything. You start anybody you got who's playing against the Chiefs.
They've got a ridiculous line this week. I can't even remember who they're playing, but it's like 14.
Yeah, I know. I didn't take it. Is it the Cardinals?
I'm not such an idiot.
Is that the Cardinals?
No, the Cardinals are playing somebody else. I'd have to go look it up. Otherwise, we're just going to sit here and guess in the thin air, and that's not going to work out. So continue, sir, while I use the magic of the internet.
All right. Well, here's what Patrick Mahomes had to say.
Other guys stepped up and made plays. And so once I kind of settled myself down, I feel like I was kind of trying to do too much at the beginning of the game and just kind of took what they gave me, kind of like we have been doing all season long. Guys made a lot of plays. I thought we kept the same game plan. I thought Spence and Damian played really well when called upon. And so, Oakland had a great game plan for us, so it made it difficult for us, especially at the beginning of the game. And we found ways to adjust and score some points.
Oakland. Yep. Yep, took what they gave us. Grover had a great game. Harry had a great game. Cookie had a great game. Tom took what they gave us. We took it. Then they gave it to us.
How did Mr. Snuffleupagus, how'd he do?
Oh, Mr. Snuffleupagus talked like this. This is what he's going to sound like after Andy Reid pulls his usual first-round playoff disappointment. They were going to make plays, but we failed. Sorry, bird.
Andy Reid is Mr. Snuffleupagus. You got to make a new cartoon. You got to make a cartoon, John. You have to.
Who is a team named after a bird that they might get to play in the playoffs? I don't know that they're already in the AFC. Sorry, bird. John, it looks like we're going to have a bad day.
John, I don't care if it's 20 seconds of Andy Reid's head on Mr. Snuffleupagus walking across the field. You got to make a cartoon.
I swear to God. Well, looks like I gotta go shake his hand again.
He sounds like a depressed Bill Belichick is what he sounds like.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excelling in all three phases of depression.
You know what? I'm having too much fun. I'm not going to play the 911 call.
No, don't. Please don't. It just brings everybody down and makes everybody angry. I got to tell you, Tom, I have no jokes for this. None whatsoever. No matter what, it's a no-win situation. So I can't even put any inflection in my voice. So here's how it's going to go. Since no jokes are allowed, everyone's just going to have to be content with me saying that this is a generic comment that is not meant to offend anyone in any way. This part is the setup, and in a typically structured joke, the next part would be the punchline, which, to make sure we fall within modern sensibilities, will be demonstrated by the phrase, "This is the punchline." So this is the punchline, and I want everyone to once again be clear that we are not intending to punch anyone or wish to traumatize anyone who has been punched or trigger anyone into punching anyone. So for the remainder of the show, the punchline will be referred to as the amusing part designed to make you laugh.
Okay, are you done?
Yes, that was the amusing part, Tom, designed to make you laugh. I sincerely hope that we didn't offend anybody by that. And if you were offended by that, please write to the FCC and make sure that the internet is shut down completely. Because we just can't be trusted to use it anymore. And now the Kareem segment is officially over.
No, it's not.
Kareem be slapping his bitch. She called him a name, threw her left hook.
Oh, shit. I promised I wouldn't do that. Shit. Ajit Pai is coming to my door. Twitter is coming to my house. I'm assuming you're looking for an audio clip.
I can't breathe.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm not going to even make a mention, Tom, of what might have been avoided with just maybe a few sandwiches. No, see, you gotta delete that. I can't say that.
Which part about the sandwiches?
No, you don't delete anything, including me asking you to delete it.
This website that is producing this podcast takes no affiliation or any agreement with any of the statements herein.
All right, so here's what I found to be interesting.
You're trying so hard.
You know what? I
gotta tell you, folks, I'm having more fun with a straight face than I've ever had on this show. This is a blast.
I can't do the show. Oh, I can't. My God.
Tom is down like he called Kareem Hunt the N-word.
The show is over.
He's been dropped.
Wow.
All right, well, there you go. So, well, that's how humor's going to have to be in the future there, you know?
All right, you know what? Everybody knows what happened, so I'm not even playing any of the audio.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I will play this. Okay, here's what I will play. I will play this clip from First Take, somebody else talking about it.
Okay.
Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman. All right.
Wow.
And just okay. Specifically about the tape itself, the video, and obtaining the video. That's what I want to play for you. Listen to this.
Just because you call the cops and they don't give you the tape or something like that. I mean, TMZ wound up with the video. In other words, it could be had, right? The video was out there. It could be had. And it's and what this fits into the narrative of, at mm-hmm. least, mm-hmm. is that many of these teams and the NFL is they want to see no evil, hear no evil policy. If they can bury their head in the sand, then the Chiefs can go for 13 weeks and set the league on fire and be a traveling roadshow. And at the moment they absolutely must do anything, then
let me interject and give it back to you. From my understanding, I spoke to two teams this morning. They said when an incident comes down, you can make the call and try to find out what happened. Their understanding is that the second the league gets involved, mm-hmm. the teams are not allowed to be involved anymore. And the league is officially in the mix yep. and taking over. So they're not allowed to delve any further.
Let me get involved here for one
sure.
second.
Okay.
Tom, there is no delving allowed.
I love how he goes right around. First, Stephen A. says, well, let me interject right here with this. And then he says what he says, which is kind of irrelevant to Kellerman's point is, well, he says, well, right. once the NFL gets involved, the team can't be involved. Kellerman's complaint is about the NFL not going and doing what they had to do to get this video. And we'll get back to that. But then she, I can't remember her name, but she's like, she had said that, she was listening to what's his name. Oh God, who's the little dude? I can't, I don't watch ESPN.
Well, I gotta tell you, Tom, it sounds like you're talking about a little person and a woman, of which I would make a generic comment that is not meant to offend anyone, and this is the part that is meant to amuse you and make you laugh.
All right. Anyway, she was listening to somebody at ESPN talk. He was getting all the details, and she overheard everything he said, so she knew. I'm
like, what? Of course she did, snooping bitch. I mean, you know, that's just the amusing part meant to make you laugh.
So then she says this.
I'll here for one second. What I want to make clear. So obviously the NFL did not obtain the tape. And like you, I find it hard to believe TMZ can and the NFL cannot. Also, when the NFL started their investigation, they never spoke with Kareem or the woman.
Makes no sense.
They did an investigation.
That's
I want to repeat this.
Weird.
They never spoke with Kareem Hunt or the woman.
That's weird.
How is that possible?
No.
How can
no,
you get to the bottom of what happened?
But Molly, that's what I mean. The league, at least here, gives the impression that they will start to turn over every stone when it's in their best interest to. It's not based on a real moral guideline. But when you hear that there is a video and you don't do everything in your power to obtain it, not only is it short-sighted because it may come to light and there may be bad stuff on the video, now you're in trouble. But it also indicates that what you're really motivated by is your bottom line.
Okay, they just are not thinking. They can't be thinking because, look, TMZ. Oh, well, TMZ was able to get the tape. Yeah, we can go to the hotel desk clerk and say, hey, we'll give you $5,000 if you slip me a copy of that tape. Piece of cake.
Tom, it almost sounds like TMZ is motivated by their bottom line.
Well, yes, but here's the thing. The NFL can't do that. I mean, they could, they won't, and they shouldn't. This is a police investigation. The police would not give the NFL the tape as well. Okay. The police and the hotel would not get because it was under a police investigation. The NFL.
Right.
Is not the law. I know Roger Goodell likes to think he's the law, but he's only the law of the NFL, not the rest of the world. And the police said no. Now, if TMZ walks up and says, hey, man, you know, get somebody, you know, aside, I'll give you $10,000 if you hook us up with a copy of the video and he does it for them, the NFL can't do some shady crap like that. My God, it's a multi-billion-dollar business.
Right. See, and right there's the key word. It is a business, and I find it kind of ridiculous that people sit here and complain that a business does what it can to look out for its bottom line. That's what they're in the business to do.
Right.
You know, that's just fucking reality. I understand that everybody wants this beautiful fucking show ponies and unicorns world, but it's not there, and it never will be there, and it's not because people are evil, but because that's what business is. It's the bottom line of our entire society. You know, the thing that happened, the reason why the hotel wouldn't give it to the NFL is because they sent the Oakland Raiders over to pick it up and the fucking bouncers threw them out. They said, get your shit out of here. And the Raiders were like,
That is great.
I don't care. If you're going to bitch about the NFL not saying anything about it until they had to, I think here's another one of these things that I don't know if what I'm hearing is true or a rumor or not, but I heard that another AFC team is who provided the tape to the fucking TMZ, which I doubt very seriously, but it sure smacks of somebody that we wouldn't mention or anything like that, but he would excel in all three phases of fucking over a team that's heading into the playoffs right at the peak time that they need to be fucked over.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to, you know, put any thoughts in anybody's head or anything like that, but he's been known to be rumored to be affiliated with perhaps some shady. We're on to the whoever.
Hey, speaking of Belichick, did you see all that between him and Adam Thielen?
Wasn't that great?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I love that.
I was so cheering Bill Belichick. I was like, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Belichick told him to shut the fuck up. Did you see that?
Clear as a bell, yeah.
He yelled at me and told me to shut up. I told him back to shut up.
I told him to shut the fuck up.
He did, man.
Yeah,
oh, my
I know.
Gosh. Yeah, here's okay, so what happened was, if you don't know what we're talking about, in the Patriots Vikings game, there was a play that was you know, whether they should review it or not, and all of a sudden Patrick Chung's injured.
Right.
And so Thielen believes that Chung pretended to be hurt while the Patriots could take a look at the video to see if they should challenge it or not.
Right. He was accusing the Patriots of maybe doing something a little bit to bend the rules, as if that has ever, ever, ever happened. Listen, I had something to say to him, Tom. He was excelling in all three phases of mouthing off. He was bitching. He was whining. He was annoying. So I suggested he excel in shutting the fuck up.
I didn't do it.
You like to hear Tony Dungy on Sunday Night Football. Right here, you can see he chooses the perfect word. He was could have said shut the hell up or shut up you, but no, he goes right for the biggest bomb he can. That's the mark of the champion. Cussing the Lord's way on Sunday night. Actually, that was Sunday afternoon.
All sorts of ungodliness.
don't get it started. Testicles was here last week, and the studio still has that weird smell.
Chasing this ball god.
Uh-huh. All right. So here's Adam Thielen talking about it.
No offense taken. It's football. There's emotions. He can think what he wants to think about me, and it doesn't really change how I'm going to go play the game. So he can hate me all he wants, and I'm going to still be the same person I am. And I'm going to try to go out and do my best, and I'm going to try to compete every play. I just thought the play was cheap. Like I said, I let the emotions get the best of me because it's a smart football play. If you are in that situation, why not? It's not cheating because there's no rule against it from a guy going down. And I don't know if he's hurt or not. He might have been hurt. That's fine. It is what it is. But like I said, just interesting timing for a guy to go down when it's a close play.
Just interesting timing, John.
Yeah, well, everything happens on interesting timing there, Mr. Thielen. Exactly. I mean, don't you think that the timing was interesting, that just the moment that the Jets turned around and spotted a camera, there was my guy standing there on their sidelines holding it? That was just... Oh, shit. You know, it's not that I hate him, Tom. I was just reminding him to shut the fuck up and don't be such a pussy.
Who cares?
Right.
That's right.
Here was Bill actually talking about the game afterward.
Just a real good team defensive effort. You know, give the defensive coaches a lot of credit there and the players for executing it. But we were just trying to keep them off balance, force the communication. I thought the crowd was into the game. We had some crowd noise in third down, and it was this great execution by the players. And it was a great, good plan by the defensive staff.
I thought the crowd was into the game. We had some good crowd noise on third downs. Oh, my God. Now he's got another one. Oh, the offense was good. The defense, special teams was great. The crowd was on their game. You know.
Like to give a shout out to Section 225. They were really up. Those guys were up there. I tell you what, they were half of them didn't have shirts on. They spelled out Patriots. That was great.
And they got it right.
They got it right. That's fantastic. They excelled in all three phases of looking stupid on television. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Oh, that was fun watching him cuss out Adam Thielen. And it was fun watching the Vikings lose. And I know there's Vikings fans that listen to this podcast, and I'm sorry for your misery, but really I'm not. It was fun watching your team lose.
Oh, man.
Now I don't care. Now my team is completely out of it, so I don't care what happens to any of you. I have no more rooting interest whatsoever except to beat the Cowboys and beat the Eagles. That's it. Anything else that happens after that, whatever. Go for it. Do it.
You know, Mike McCarthy got fired.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I wasn't terribly surprised, but I think it's a move that just doesn't make sense to me. The dude's a winner.
Well, yeah, and Mike, you know, we were talking about the Vikings. Mike Zimmer was asked about the firing.
Do you have any thoughts on the Packers firing Mike McCarthy today?
No, I didn't even know about it until I think it's sad. Mike McCarthy's a good football coach. I think it's a mistake and just one man's opinion.
Yeah, and I'm going to echo him, man. I don't understand that. I mean, look, you're having a bad year. I get it. But, I mean, really? McCarthy? What? I don't understand that, man. You know, you look a long time for a good coach. I don't know if there's somebody out there that they know they're going to get, but, man.
I think I'd ask a Zimmer a different coach's question. How do you feel about that other guy over there telling your star wide receiver to shut the fuck up on national television, Mike? Not only did they fire McCarthy, but the linebacker coach, Winston Moss, did you hear about this? He sent out a tweet after McCarthy got fired that said something along the lines of, I hope they bring in somebody here that will sit on number 12 and make him, that'll discipline number 12 that isn't afraid of that. And we'll ride this play. It was kind of confrontational, and this, so they fired him. Boom.
Because he, so he was taught. Oh God! So he dissed Mr. Perfect, huh? Aaron Rodgers.
Right. So you know, Mike McCarthy. I think he's over hanging out with Aaron Rodgers' family, so they can all gripe about him. And now that Winston Moss is over there too. Yeah, he sucks, man. Gets everybody fired.
Wow.
Wow. Well, because of his girlfriend. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That was the amusing part meant to make you laugh. As soon as I mentioned the girlfriend, I can't say anything. So,
all right. Well,
that was
just
the setup. Here's the amusing part.
Let's just go to this. When the Cardinals beat the Packers, and the word beat wasn't there to trigger anybody to beat anyone or anything like that.
Careful, Tom. I know. This is the amusing part designed to make you laugh, right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. All right. So the missed field goal. You heard this in the open on the Cardinals radio network.
Crosby is ready. 3 seconds left. 49 yard
attempt. He thinks
he's going to
make it.
Snap. Ball is down. The kick from Crosby is up, and the kick is no good. He missed it, and the Cardinals win in Lambeau.
See, he figured he was going to make it. He assumed he was going to make it. He's like, and the kick is up, and oh, he missed it.
Right. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. What we didn't see that I found out later was that right as soon as he was ready to run up to the kick, Mike McCarthy went, choke, choke, and that's why they fired him. he was just fucking around, and oh shit, dang it.
Well, you take this the other direction and hear it on the Packers radio network.
Here's the snap, placement, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is no good.
Oh my
Lord. No.
Oh
my and the Arizona Cardinals have defeated the Green Bay Packers 20-17.
Sounds like one of the cows needs milking.
Oh.
Here's the snap, placement, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is no good.
Oh, my
God. No.
Oh,
and the Arizona Cardinals have defeated the Green Bay Packers 20-17.
Did you hear him in the back? He goes, oh, my word.
Well, it's a couple of teenagers come running up and tip him in the booth.
That's good. Here now, McCarthy, right before he got, right after the game, but before he got fired, he still did his post-game press conference. He said this.
I'm not going to act like I know what the hell I'm going to do tomorrow when they get in here. So we're gonna do what we always do. We're going to represent the Packers the right way. I know that. So other than that, we'll focus on what's in front of us.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do tomorrow.
I love his voice.
I know.
Could you imagine? He's in a team meeting. Let me tell you, boys, we're going to get out there. We're going to play some football. We're going to throw a football. We're going to football.
Sounds like the guy on the radio network. Oh,
I know. Oh, I know what he did, Tom. I'm going to do something involving a cardboard box and an embarrassing escort to the door.
Right.
Well, you know, speaking for a team who's about maybe ready to fire their coach if this team tanks for the rest of the season, which they're going to do. Hey man, Mike McCarthy coming available. That's nice.
Oh,
you know, hey,
he is going to be the most wanted man in the NFL.
That would be fine by me. We got deep pockets.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. He would, that's perfect. Actually.
I know. Tell me about it. I'm sitting here thinking about it.
I don't like it. Jerry's got deeper pockets.
your coach is keeping his job, buddy.
Not, you know what?
Well, he claps and chews gum like the best of them, baby. That's right. He's keeping his job.
God, but here's the thing. There's a lot of teams that say, no way are we going to fire our coach. Oh, wait, we can have Mike McCarthy? Well, maybe we will. That's, you know, you're talking about an upgrade. So,
hey, long as I know I got the hot boys and that fucking country bumpkin from up in Idaho, we're all ready to go.
For the record, John brought the Cowboys up.
I did. I brought the Cowboys up, and that's all right, because fuck it, why not?
All right, so the Chargers had a game-winning field goal over the Steelers.
Yes. That was it. You know, I tell you what, Tom, I go to bed at halftime a lot, and it's like 10-3, 10-7. Then this game, it was 23-7, and I wake up, and it's 33-30, 45-41, all the fucking time. I'm watching a boring fucking game. I'm getting tired. I go to bed. I wake up, and the second half explodes.
I know.
It drives me crazy. Can't they just reverse halves?
Well, here it is in about 45 seconds.
39 yards. Mike Wint is the snapper. Donnie Jones is the holder to win the game in Pittsburgh. And it is over the top of the crossbar and no good.
But there's a flag down at the 21-yard line. There's a flag down.
Offside.
So Badgley gets another crack at it. Now it's 34 yards. Block! Flag, another flag. Artie Burns.
They're all sides again.
Offside. Defense number 25.
This is a 29-yard attempt. And he does it.
That was unbelievable. Artie he had
Burns.
A block.
Yeah, Artie Burns was offside
defense
again.
25. Penalty decline. Field goal's good.
I don't think I've ever seen a game end like this.
Now, I just wondered, now, did you see the false start that didn't get called?
There's all kinds of false starts that don't get called anymore. But, yeah, I did.
Okay, no, I mean, I'm talking about the glaring one that Tomlin went ape shit over, that everybody went ape shit over. Do you think on that they were jumping on purpose because of that?
Probably. I also think that it is a reasonable risk, knowing how bad the officials are, how bad they fuck things up, that if you jump off sides three times in a row, they'll catch you twice, but the last time, they'll call a personal foul on the offensive lineman for having his shoe untied or some goddamn stupid, inexplicable, what the fuck was that shit? And you get over. That's a plus five gain right there.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, here was the call on Chargers radio.
For the win, Michael Badgley. And this one is up and through. It is good. The Chargers win. Michael Badgley from 29 yards, even though the Steelers were offsides again.
Matt right. Money Smith.
And here it is on the Steelers Network.
That kick is up. We got a marker down again.
Offside. Defense over 25. Penalty declined. Field goal's good.
And the game is over. And the Steelers lose a heartbreaker.
Aw.
I gotta tell you, Tom, I've never seen him jump off sides three times in a row. Three times in a row.
Hey, Colt McCoy didn't get his leg broke on the same 40-yard line, did he?
Oh, I don't have any idea. He didn't. Nobody even touched him. He just fell down and broke his leg. I swear to God.
What are the odds? Oh, uh-oh.
Don't believe in me, huh?
What?
Fuck you, John!
Oh,
I God. Have broken many a leg.
Oh, man, he is a son of a bitch sometimes.
I'm telling you, man. Fuck that. I mean, how am I supposed to not believe in that? I always said, show me proof, and I guess he keeps snapping the legs of my quarterback.
It's like it's come back around. And
dude, they signed a guy that hasn't played since 2011. He played for with Gruden in the Arena League, and that's the connection. And people in this town are, I don't know, even Josh Johnson. I think he played for an eye blink in the NFL back then, and I don't know, can't remember who, but people in Washington are going ballistic again because you know who didn't even, you know. So it's like, do you people understand? It doesn't fucking matter.
We can't even say his name anymore.
I'm not gonna. It's just the people in the if anybody wants to like go to the zoo and look at the dumbest fan base in America, go to any Redskins Facebook page, just type it in and find one and read it on down. Oh my God, they're screaming about a guy we signed in the first week of December. Like it matters.
I heard him talking about get Tony Romo out of retirement.
Right, Tony Romo's coming out of the nice cushy booth to play behind two fucking backup guards, one of whom is now, dude, we have a backup tackle who can't stay healthy playing guard. He's 6'9", 260 pounds, and we got 6 foot tall Mark Sanchez trying to see around him. It's a ridiculous mess. It's just a fucking mess. The guy we signed off the street on Thanksgiving is out with a fucking torn bicep. He's on IR. Holy shit.
Oh, he's back. What?
Dan Snyder's one of those heeds, you know.
Why do you hate the Redskins?
Well, you know, it's not a matter of hating the Redskins. It's if you're not going to believe in me and you're going to demand proof, well, there you go. Besides, I picked the Cowboys this year. Daddy needs some shoes. I have bet against the Redskins.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, did you see the NFL wants to change punts?
Now what? No, I didn't see this. Please tell me this is What the hell now? Now what?
They want to change how punts work.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
I have an idea. Why don't we just say punts are like a pass, and no matter who catches it, they hand it to the first guy running down the field.
Well, it could happen as early as next year. All right. The issue is over safety.
Of course.
Well, yeah. All right. Now, here's the best part. Here's the best part. It's the one hang up going on with this. They don't have any idea what to do.
Well, here's an idea. Do nothing. Do nothing. This is called evolution, boys. This is what this is. The weak, the stupid, get weeded out. I ain't calling fair catch. Who caused the safety problem? The punt returner, the moron. If you're going to get hit, call a fair catch. It's a choice whether you want to get hit or not. So stop fucking being a nanny state, Roger Goodell.
All right. Well, concussions, believe it or not, are 5 times more likely to occur on kickoffs than any other play.
Okay. But they've done their best to try to get rid of those. And Joe Theismann, by the way, so far has been correct.
Yes. And punts are next on the list, causing twice as many concussions as the average play. Now, here's the thing. All right, this is the best.
What's the average play?
A pass or a run play, you know, an offensive play. Just a play, a regular play, not a return.
All right, because as far as I'm concerned, the NFL could just now easily say that dropping back as a Redskins passer causes broken legs.
The punt, by the way, the punt is also the most penalized play in football.
So?
They want to change it so that this stops.
You know what? Nobody scores points on these things for fantasy football. People are turning around at the bar. What are we going to do?
Well, here's your chance. Okay. Here's your chance, all right?
All right.
They want to know if you have a good idea.
They're asking the fans.
All right, well, that's a good idea. Everybody start giving me... If everybody starts sending in emails or yes. putting them on Facebook as to what we should do, we can come up with a good homogenized idea
yes.
and send it to the NFL.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
It doesn't have to make any sense whatsoever. We'll just do it. We'll send it to them.
They're crowdsourcing ideas. They're like handing over data to, you know, analytics firms and stuff like sure. that and hoping right. somebody can come up with a plan. So
well, I have a great idea.
The Bang,
whenever the Redskins punt, the other team has to fumble.
The Bang radio audience to me is the greatest, smartest football fan base on the planet.
They haven't donated anything this year, Tom.
Well, John, they get us for free. See how smart they are?
I know. They get this shit for free.
God damn it. I knew we fucked up somewhere along the line.
Yeah, we talked
about
that.
Yeah, this is
that.
A good idea. That's all right. Everybody start. We should maybe make a thread on Facebook.
Yep,
it's probably
yep.
going to have to keep getting booted up. Send me emails, bangradiohour@gmail.com. And, yeah, we'll come up with some ideas. Also, don't forget, I got to get a couple of prizes out to some folks who didn't get their prize because I still haven't heard from that dude about the freaking contest. But I'll take care of you. We'll take care of you.
Real quick, regarding your ideas, you know, seriously, serious ideas. But we will also take your jokes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hell yeah. We'll send them 2 ideas. We'll send them a serious idea, and then we'll send them one that we fucking deem to be the best. Or we'll cobble a bunch of them together and come up with something really good.
Hey, before I forget.
How about Jay Cutler has to field every punt until, say, 2023?
You better be careful about saying his name out loud, or he'll be your quarterback.
I'll do that right now. I don't give a shit. At least there will be some amusement there.
All right. I wanted to say I was impressed by Cam Newton.
Speaking of quarterbacks.
Not on the field.
No. Not on the field at all.
On Sunday, but I was impressed by what he said afterward. It was this.
The inaccuracy of myself today, you know, it showed and it hurt us bad. And, you know, we really needed this game just as if we needed every single game we do play. This wasn't Carolina Panther football offensively today. And like I said, I take this one personal because, you know, I know keep running off this field, you know, an embarrassment, really, you know, knowing that, you know, you're leaving because of your mishaps.
Humble Cam Newton, taking the blame, not acting like a jerk. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah, mishaps is a good word. I like that. He looked back and he looked in the mirror, Tom, and he saw himself. And he said, damn, I can't get away from this. You know, right. That's a really nice way to say this is not Carolina Panthers football. And the fact of the matter is that now I don't know, Josh Wells, Panther fan, he could tell me if I'm right or wrong. But a lot of those interceptions seem to be his fault because, Tom, did you see any of that game?
Yes, I know.
All right, I know. The Buccaneers are dressed like it's Halloween and everybody showed up as Andy Reid.
Right.
Right? Big and bright red, like the Google satellite's going crazy up there. Google Earth is going nuts. What the fuck is that? So how the fuck does he not see them? Me and Max are watching Red Zone, and he's throwing interceptions in the crowds of three of bright red, the brightest red you could possibly see with the human eye. How does he not see them? There's no way they could be camouflaged with anything.
You know what? Cam Newton, I'm going to say this. Hey, Cam Newton's kind of Tony Romo. He'll make these great throws and do these great, make great plays and big plays and then break your heart.
I get it. But look, he's either colorblind or he was throwing with his eyes closed. But there's no way in any planet anywhere that any eye can't see that color that means danger, danger, danger. And they're all over his receivers. I was like, how the fuck does he not see them?
Well, here's a Panthers fan who's sick and tired of spending his money on the team.
We some fucking bums. We're some fucking bums. I don't know who to point out specifically. Cam, you had the bad game. Defense, bad as always. Four fucking week that we lose. I come down to Tampa, spend money on this hotel, gas,
oh, wow,
this fucking tattoo, and we lose four straight games. This is bull.
Did he say on it?
This fucking tattoo.
He got a tattoo.
Oh, this is Cam's fault.
And we lose four straight games. This is bullshit.
Ball Nation.
That's the wife over there.
What'd she say?
Ball
Nation. Vols. I think she said Vols Nation.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Tennessee.
Ball Nation.
That's the wife over there. We're tired of spending money. I understand you had bad years, but this shit is bullshit. I'm tired of it. So either y'all not the team is paying for y'all hotel, buses, all that shit. We paying this shit on our own. So y'all either win or we just stay the fuck home. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, damn, you know, Duane said he's gonna stay home if we don't start winning, boys. So, you know, let's put one in here and win fun for him and his wife. They drove all the way down here and bought gas and spent money on hotel rooms.
Got a tattoo.
You know, he should get a call from that guy in Philly. Yo, man, you should just stick to food. It's a lot cheaper. You know, you can cry about it later. It don't, you know, it's not stuck to your skin or nothing.
Boy, people are tired of wasting their money, John.
Spending their money
on football. They're spending their money on football and they're tired of it.
Everybody is so fucking entitled. A dime makes them think they have a right to something anymore. I spent money. I deserve this. I'm going to threaten the Panthers. He threatened them. That was funny. Either y'all. I also liked how he had to tell them, "You look, man, the team pays for y'all's room." Like the fucking players are going to be like, "Oh, you know, Duane is pissed."
I look at like the Browns, you know, and you think about season ticket holders who are buying these tickets every year, and you know, and they're paying for that includes two preseason games and one shitty Kenny Chesney concert that they got to pay for, right. You know, and all of that. So,
hey, at least you get Riley Cooper at that shitty Kenny Chesney concert. That was that one, right?
Yep,
it was. At least I've had it's a memory forever.
you know what he said.
That was the amusing part, meant to make you laugh.
That's great. That is great. So I couldn't see where, like I said, I don't know how Browns fans have kept doing it. And I'm sure some stopped finally. I mean, as long as it's been, and you know, the guys who have tickets now are going, okay, hey, we're building something here. And it looks like they really are. I know they got beat up.
They do have talent,
but, you know, hey, John, they did it last week. They won two in a row. Remember?
Yeah. Well, last week they got kind of whooped around, but I'll tell you what, Tom, I was thinking about this even, you know, as they were getting beat up in that game. Tell me one good reason so far why Gregga doesn't deserve to be the coach next year. If he wins two more games, why not Gregga?
Maybe he does. Maybe they agree with, maybe they will think he does. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe Bruce Arians can shut the fuck up. And so can Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice. Tell Condoleezza Rice, you know what? The NFL should hire Condoleezza Rice to figure out what to do with the punt. There's a job for Condoleezza Rice.
That's a good idea. There you go.
You know, because it's people like her who get to decide the fate of a bunch of football players, right?
Right. Well, see, she can come up with a diplomatic solution, like the offense either gets a first down or we will drop bombs on your sideline.
Man.
I know. It sounds like fun, though, doesn't it?
Fuck Notre Dame, man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely.
Oh,
Notre Dame.
Get in a conference or sit home. Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, boy.
You two better watch your mouth down there. Don't think I'm not listening to this. I'm not putting up with anything like that.
Wait, no. Don't tell me you're responsible for Notre Dame in the playoffs.
You think I'm not letting touchdown Jesus get something for close to his birthday?
Oh,
go Golden Domers!
Oh no, John, what are we gonna do?
I have spoken!
Oh my god.
Shit. Maybe, I guess that explains why SMU has never won anything. Now all the Methodists are going to hate us.
It all makes sense now.
Brigham Young, did they ever win it? Ever? I don't know. They had a couple of quarterbacks that might have back in the day.
But. Oh, my gosh. So, we're not too far out from Christmas.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And this is such a great story, man. This has nothing to do with football, but that's okay.
Okay, yeah, this is cool. This is good holiday stuff.
It's such a great story. All right, so I'd say, well, if they are really the smartest fan base on the planet, our audience, I would say that 98% at least have seen Christmas Vacation, right?
I would say. Although, you know, younger people, you got to remember, that movie's now, what, about 35 years old, right?
I know, but it's on every night in December. Every year.
But these young kids today, Tom, they're all out doing the raves.
No. The raves.
Oh Jesus. Gosh. They're probably just sitting around waiting for me to say something that's going to offend them.
So in Austin, Texas, there's neighborhoods will have Christmas decoration contests. You know. Whose house has the best decorations wins whatever, you know. Gift card to the grocery store.
Now down the Piggly Wiggly, we're giving away for the Bus Light Show.
Yeah, look, we won $50 to Piggly Wiggly. We only spent $1,400 to decorate the house.
That's right.
And remember, no, you can't use none of this in the Wicca aisle.
Anyway, so these people at their house, they recreated the scene from Christmas Vacation where Clark Griswold falls off the roof and dangles from the gutter. All right.
So they
put up a mannequin, you know, and after you're done listening to the show, you can go find it on YouTube and you can see the video of this guy. Anyway, the mannequin's hanging from the gutter, right? And they even put, like a Clark Griswold head on him somehow, whatever they did. They made it look like him. And so he's hanging up there, and they've got the ladder, you know, has fallen off to the side, and it's sitting up against a pillar, and there's lights are tangled up all over the ladder and around the pole and stuff. And so this guy, he thinks that it's a real person stuck hanging from the gutter, and his name's Alfred. And there's a video, you know, they've got a video over their front door. And it picks up sound and everything. So they got video of Alfred. He's freaking out because he's trying to save Clark Griswold, who's hanging from the gutter of this house. Listen to this.
Oh, mister, please hold on.
He's trying to get the ladder.
All right. Can you reach it?
He's got the ladder. He's pulled the ladder out from the lights that are all tangled around it. Can you reach it? And then he just yells, help!
Help!
You got to see the video. This guy's freaking out. Oh, my God. He can't believe it. It's so funny, man.
Oh, that's great. That is great. That's fucking fantastic, man. It's I've got to go see it because that's got to be a good enough display if the dude still hasn't figured it out.
I love it. He says, hey, mister, listen.
Oh, mister.
Oh, mister.
Oh, mister.
Please hold on.
Please hold on. It sounds like Eddie Murphy from that old, from Delirious. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm falling down the steps.
Oh, mister. Please hold on. Oh, mister. Please hold on.
And get that ladder. Pulling it out of them lights.
All right.
All right.
Can you reach it? Can you reach it?
Can you reach it?
Help!
Help!
Okay. You know what? His friends probably said, hey, look, man, why don't you go over and do this in front of their security camera? We'll be famous. Well,
some media outlet got him on the phone and asked him about it. I just got I got one little quick clip of him talking about it.
I was trying to get him down any way I can. And so when I started talking to him, he never said nothing. I said, oh, my God, I hope he's not dead.
He never said nothing. Oh, my God.
I hope he's not dead. He's holding on in a death grip up there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. After this happened, the couple who live there, who put up the decoration, they put up a sign saying this is not a real man. It's just a decoration. And then they also said they saw the whole video, they said they were just so impressed by how hard Alfred tried to save Clark.
To save the guy. Shit, this is ridiculous. There's a guy around the corner stuck on a roof with a bunch of reindeer and a sleigh. I don't know what the fuck to do is going on here. Somebody call the fire department. This neighborhood's going crazy.
Honey, I think I know what's wrong.
I hope he falls and breaks his neck.
I'm sure he'll fall, but I don't think we're lucky enough to have him break his neck.
Todd.
Margot.
Oh, man, that's great. So Alfred, I'm surprised he didn't call Batman. Or I'm surprised he didn't write to us and say, yo, man, this guy's falling off the roof and the Redskins don't even talk to Colin Kaepernick.
No, that's so great. All right, we got an email.
Yes, we do. We've got some mentions on Facebook, and one of them I'm glad to hear from, our friend Active Zoe, who's been with us forever and ever and ever since the very beginning. She had been in the hospital for a while, man, and she was pretty serious. So I'm glad to hear she's doing well. But she just she sent us on Facebook, it says butt recovery, which is either what was wrong with her in the hospital, which I doubt. But did you see the picture? Mark Sanchez fumbled the other night and recovered the ball with his ass. He's reversed the butt fumble.
A butt fumble recovery.
He butt fumble recovered. That's right. And by the way, he is the best handoffer in the fucking league.
Hey, boy, they go 90 yards.
No question.
How about that?
Best fucking handoff I've ever seen. Dude, I'll tell you what. I was hoarse all day the next day from one play on Monday Night Football. 90 yards. And I got to say, I'm going to say about the Redskins. I got to say, just for Adrian Peterson, that dude started pulling away at the 50-yard line. I couldn't believe it. I thought they were going to catch him for sure. He started pulling away. That motherfucker had 33. Hats are off.
He's Adrian Peterson.
I know, but still, man, you'd think you're going to lose a step. He pulled away at the 50.
Yeah. But losing a step means he's still two steps faster than them, because he used to be three steps faster.
I know. If only they could let him get one step before they hit him in the backfield anymore, maybe we could do something. But anyway.
He's special, man. He just is. You know.
Hooray!
Adrian Peterson, 80% of what he was, is still better than most running backs in the league. And he's doing it behind that line. I mean, come on.
Dude. That was a 90-yard run. You know how many yards rushing he had for the whole night? Yeah, 98.
I know.
That's crazy, right. Isn't it?
All right. What do we got?
All right. Andrew McQuillan wants to know if the Seahawks are going to make the postseason and how far do we think they're going to go?
The Seahawks. Yes. They are playing great football, man.
They're playing Seahawks football. And I do. Yeah, they're going to make the postseason. And I think that they could go. Well, shit. I think that they can beat the Vikings. Right?
I think they're capable. I mean, didn't they play to a field goal against the Rams?
Yeah.
You know, they're capable. Yeah,
I think they can play with anybody.
You know, them, and I'm going to say it, Dallas, with that defense and running game, they're capable. I mean, they just beat, they held Drew Brees to 10 points, 127 yards. What?
Yeah, I know.
They're capable. Will they do it? Who knows? I don't know. It'll be different when it's the playoffs and you're in somebody else's backyard, you know. So who knows? But they're capable, and I think the Seahawks are absolutely capable.
When
you got a running game, man. You run the ball in December and January, you got a chance, man.
And you've got a quarterback that throws touchdown passes. I mean, the dude's crazy. Yeah. He really is. Russell Wilson's a great player. So, I think they can definitely go. They can go as far as that Russell Wilson and the defense can take him, which sounds like a cliche. But honestly, you saw what happened to the Saints, the supposed power. The Rams, the Lions played tight with them. All right, the Lions were picking off freaking Jared Goff, knocking him around. So anything can happen. When people want to say what happened, what do you mean defense wins in the playoffs and in December? Well, sure, why not? All right, Brian McMeans wants to know what we thought of the Steelers fan headbutt. Did you see the video of the Steelers fan headbutting the other Steelers fan?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he headbutts this dude. Yeah, they're getting face-to-face, these two Steelers fans, morons. And this dude freaking backs, pulls his head back, and I mean just headbutts him right in the eye. Wham!
What?
Down he goes. Yeah. It's, you know, yay, adults. Woohoo! All right, let's see. Dear Podcast, do y'all deliver? Can I get a large bucket of hot wings and a 2 liter of Mountain Dew? Sincerely, Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, they cut him.
I know, and I don't blame him because I saw him just on Red Zone, so I can't really tell you. But he alligator-armed a fucking pass in the end zone that he could have laid out and probably had a better chance to catch. Might have caught it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. He looked like he was going to be so great when he first got in the league, and ever since that injury. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got the headbutt pick. Oh, damn. Oh, and then the girl's going to punch him. Holy crap, man.
Hold on.
I'm watching the headbutt video.
Oh, yeah, I know. And then the girl comes in.
Wait, I gotta see that again. Bam! Oh, man, he knock him out?
No, he gets back up and tries to throw a punch and he gets punched in the face again.
Oh, now they're all going to get on his ass, huh? I'll turn the sound off.
Well, we should get Lovey down there. You better stop that. Let him alone. You can't touch him.
Oh, now they're still going. Wait a minute. Now the girl's in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Now this some other guy just got his beer spilled and he's angry. Now this security guy who doesn't look like he could do anything to anybody is trying to get involved.
Meanwhile, the Steelers are jumping off sides again.
Oh, the guy that got headbutted, this one guy, they're saying throw him out.
Yeah. He looked drunk to begin with, and I think that he probably could fight 25 years ago and thought he could fight today and got up, and this dude just said, fuck that.
Meanwhile, the Steelers just were off sides again.
All right, Porter writes in and says, Mark Sanchez finally won a big game for the Eagles. John, would you kill yourself if the Redskins signed Nathan Peterman? Please don't. Your radio show is too good, and what would Tom do? No, I wouldn't kill myself over Nathan Peterman. Not at all. In fact, that's what we call podcast gold in these here parts.
And if he did, that would be the end of the show.
Yeah. Let's see. Josh Wells writes in and says, hey, guys, been a while since I wrote in, and friend of the show.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, hey, Josh. As a Panthers fan, I feel responsible by not telling you to stop betting on the Panthers winning games. Here's a little inside information from the Panthers team facilities. Just before their Thursday night game against Pittsburgh, all the mirrors they've been looking in were broken and remain that way. Until they fix the mirrors, they won't be able to fix themselves. And, I might add, 7 years of bad luck, so don't bet on them for a long time. And now, I'm going to go ahead and say, what the fuck, dude? What do you mean you didn't write in and tell us to stop losing our money? You could have saved us. Fuck, man. Jeez, come on, dude.
I'm sorry, Josh. I mean, this team was 6-2. Now they're 6-6, and I don't know what's happened to them. Because I mean, Christian McCaffrey can't possibly do any more. My God,
I'm telling you, I'd send Cam Newton to the eye doctor. I'm serious. How do you not see the goddamn Panthers? How do you not see them? I mean, how do you not see those fucking Buccaneers?
Well, I'm not picking them. I'm not betting on them this week.
Oh, me neither. That's all I got.
All right, we do have a question from, Love this guy. Hungarian captain of the guard, Zoltán.
Oh, Captain Zoltán.
And he wants to know, what is Colonel Coughlin's thoughts on the Jaguar season? And did you see him giggle at the end of the Colts game like a drunk grandpa?
All right, you know what? But I'll tell you what. Before I say anything about that, we should tell people, because there's a lot of people now listening that never, because that's a joke that goes all the way back to like 2004 when he left. The Jaguars used to complain because he was a real tough coach. And when he went to the Giants, it didn't take but the mini camp before somebody complained that his camp was too tough. So I used to make these cartoons and I turned him into this Nazi commandant. Right? That was the whole
Coughlin.
Joke.
He was Colonel Coughlin, right? And he runs the hardest camp in the NFL. Yes. So. But Hungarian captain of the guard, Zoltán, wants to know, is Vata, what do I think of Vata?
I was going to say, and by the way, if you fumble, he would have you taken out back and shot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a very good way to stop fumbling on your team, is to take somebody out and have them shot. You know, we found a fella that looks just like Blake Bortles, you know. You put him with a helmet, you stand there on the sideline and don't move. It fools everybody. You put a swimming pool up in the stadium, everybody's distracted. Put a couple of bikini girls in there, you know.
Zoltán wants to know your thoughts on the Jaguar season, and if we saw it's that question's for me, right? If we saw him giggle.
Oh, I was giggling. You know why I was giggling? Because we were beating the Colts 6-0. We got them with a good shutout. We like the shutout.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah, and I can't even remember what do I think of the season? Well, you know, it was a time before I became semi-retired and moved down here to Florida that I would have taken most of the team out back and had them up against the wall, and I would have had just random ones shot, usually third stringers, fourth stringers, punters, folks of this nature. Every once in a while, it's a kicker or a wide receiver, and that would usually get the rest of the team in the line. But I'm older now. It's comfortable up here in the box. It's air conditioned. This is Florida, and it gets very, very hot and sticky down there. I don't feel like going out, so every once in a while, I'll make a phone call there. You know, I just pull one of them out of the locker room and just take him out back and put a bag over his head and hit him with a bat a few times. Put him back in the locker room, let them take a message. I've mellowed, Tom.
Oh, very good. I'm glad mellowed. To hear that.
But we will be drafting someone new to take over. That's for sure. This coach, what? Doug Marrone. I don't like him.
I understand.
I do not like him.
You have a Merry Christmas.
I will have a Merry Christmas, and you have a Merry Christmas yourself, and a Happy New Year!
I will. Thank you. You too.
Hail to the Jaguars!
All right. Enough. Let's get through the picks real quick here. I went 2-1 last week at the Seahawks -10 over the Niners. Got that. Again, Panthers -4 at the Bucks. Second week in a row, I'm done with them. Rams -10 at the Lions. I actually got two 10-point lines, so I went 2-1. You had that same Panthers game. You also had those Colts -5 at the Jags.
How do you get shut out? I mean, I know they're a good defense, but come on. Yeah, the Colts have been playing well.
They're not, they're not as good a defense as they were. They got a lot of injuries, and yeah, I mean, it's just, I was surprised at that. Very, very surprised. And a lot of people were because, you know, like Fantasy Live was like, you know, they were all over, oh, Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, Marlon Mack, these guys are going to go off, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
Shit. They know Josh Allen and Zay Jones, baby.
And Broncos -5 at the Bengals. You were all over that, and you got that one. So, you are 21-24. I'm 25-17. You can still get over 500 so that you don't take a loss here.
Well, I can get to 500 this week if I go 3-0, and I am taking the Giants -3.5. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's going to be a slaughter and a half. I'm taking the Broncos again. I like the Broncos -6 over the sorry-ass gone-home 49ers. And I'm taking the Cowboys at -3.5 over the Eagles.
Where is the Broncos game?
I believe it's in San Francisco, but I don't think it matters. I think the 49ers have packed it in. They don't have enough firepower, and they do not have any defense to stop the Broncos. They've got a good running game, and until they take them, they're going to win by more than a touchdown. And like I said, I'm taking the Cowboys. They're going to walk the Eagles.
What line did you get that at?
3.5. Cowboys -3.5. They're going to take the Eagles at home.
Oh, my God. I hope you're right. Jeez.
We keep bringing this team up.
I think the Saints are going to be pissed, and I'm going to take them -8.5 at the Bucs, even though I know the mighty Buccaneers beat up the Panthers.
Right. I liked that, but I figured I'll stick to these three.
So I'm going to take that. I'm going to take the Patriots minus 8.5 at the Dolphins. I think they're going to just roll Miami, man.
Hey, Ryan Tannehill, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks minus 3 against the Vikings in Seattle, the way Minnesota's playing right now. And the way, do you know how fired, they haven't been home. Do you know how fired up those Seahawks fans are going to be for this game? Oh, my God. Yeah, give me that all day. And I agree with you. I'm also taking the Giants minus 3.5 at the Redskins.
I told you, resurgent Eagles. Didn't matter what they did to the Giants. You were scoffing last week. You're like, yeah, but what they're going to do to the Redskins is going to be like the bounce at the end of the fucking diving board. So, yeah, it was getting to be like a body bag game there for a while. So the Giants are going to mop up the Redskins.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. I'm nervous again, but we'll see what happens. They're playing really good football, my Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope is Mitch Trubisky going to play this week? I saw our friend the Bears fan out there on YouTube, but he didn't have anything to say about that. So he didn't say anything about the loss either.
I think they're hoping he is going to play. I believe. Okay. I know all the fantasy sites have a projection for him for points this week. So
what about the Rams? Did they clinch last week? I think they did.
They clinched the division. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So I wonder when they're going to start resting people. God damn, it's early.
I don't think they're going to. I think teams have learned that that's a mistake, especially now. You can't. Are you going to do rest them for 5 weeks? Yep. You can't.
I know,
do
for a month.
Oh my God, they're going to play football, man. They might. Yeah. They might be more inclined to take guys out of a game earlier, but they're going to play. They're still playing for a one seed. You know,
that's true. So yeah, once you lock that up, Saints have a couple of them. We'll talk about it. We'll find out.
It never was a good thing for Peyton Manning.
No, it wasn't for the longest time.
Never worked out for him. So, all right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Hey, if any of you are looking for any last minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here. With a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Hey, Griswold, where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you. You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold.
I wasn't talking to you.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margot.
Bang, 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 yo, yo. Bang, yo, yo. Bang, bang, yo, yo.
And as Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
I
only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Garfunkel's and Pizza Hut.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Giraffe and Café Rouge.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Comparsa Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.